Not so long ago, in the mysterious land of Toronto, Canada, Scott Pilgrim was dating a high schooler.
Scott Pilgrim is dating a high schooler?
Really? Is she hot?
How old are you now, Scott? Like 28?
I'm not playing your little games, kids.
So you've been out of high school for like 13 years.
I'm 22.
And you're dating a high school girl. Not bad, not bad.
Thank you.
So did you guys, like, you know, do it yet?
We have done many things. We ride the bus together, and we have meaningful conversations about how yearbook club went and about her friends and, drama.
Have you even kissed her?
We almost held hands once, but then she got embarrassed.
Well, aren't you pleased as punch?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So what's her name?
Knives Chow. She's Chinese.
Wicked.
So when do we get to meet her?
Oh, please let it be soon.
That's for me.
Hi.
You promise to be good?
Of course I'll be good.
Seriously, please be good.
Am I normally not?
Hey, Knives, this is Steven Stills. He's the talent.
Hey. Is she gonna geek out on us?
She'll just sit in the corner, man.
I mean, I want her to geek out on us.
She'll geek. She geeks. She has the capacity to geek.
Okay. You're good.
Wow.
Hey, let me get your coat.
Hi.
Knives, that's Kim.
Sorry, what was your name?
Kim.
Can you play the drums?
Yes.
That is so awesome.
Knives, that's young Neil.
Hi.
Hi. What do you play?
Wow. Zelda. Tetris. That's kind of a big question.
Okay, let's start with Launchpad McQuack.
That's not the actual title of the
song.
You guys are so amazing.
She seems nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems awesome.
Yeah.
Scott, if your life had a face, I would punch it.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I mean, are you really happy or are you really evil?
Like, do I have ulterior motives or something? I'm offended, Kim.
Wounded even?
Hurt, Kim.
You? Hurt?
Neil, you were saying about... She seems awesome.
Yeah, she seems awesome.
Yeah. Before you hear some dirty lies from someone else, yes, I'm dating a 17-year-old.
Aww, is he cute?
Ha ha ha.
Does this mean we have to stop sleeping together?
See another bed in here?
Oh, yeah. You're totally my bitch forever.
So, the whole 17-year-old thing, don't tell too many people.
Hey, you know me.
I mean, don't tell my sister.
You know me.
Who are you texting?
17 years old, scandal.
That's not true. Who told you?
Wallace, duh.
That gossipy bitch.
You know me.
Wallace!
Who is this mystery child you date?
Her name's Knives Chow. She's Chinese.
A 17-year-old Chinese schoolgirl? You're ridiculous.
It's a Catholic school, too.
With the uniform and everything?
Yeah, the whole deal.
Oh, my God. You guys haven't...
No. We haven't even held hands yet. I think she hugged me once.
Scott, why are you doing this?
I don't know. It's just nice, you know? It's just simple.
It's been over a year since you got dumped by she who will not be named, so... Are you legitimately moving on, or is this just you being insane?
Can I get back to you on that?
I do not want to be here at all.
This school has boys, too.
Hate you. Even I would think twice about dating a 17-year-old.
Well, she's only allowed out when the sun is up, so I wouldn't call it dating. It's more like...
Playtime?
That doesn't sound so good either.
No.
Hey, Knives. This is my cool gay roommate, Wallace Wells.
Hi.
He's gay.
Oh, do you want to know who my class is gay?
Yes, does he wear glasses?
Wallace, you go now. Be gone.
Too good for him. Run.
Get ready. Here we go.
Did you know that the original name for Pac-Man was Puck-Man? You would think it was because he looks like a hockey puck, but it actually comes from the Japanese phrase paku paku, which means to flap one's mouth open and closed. They changed it because they thought that Puckman would be too easy to vandalize, you know, like people could just scratch off the P and turn it into an F or whatever.
Oh my god. Like, wow.
Combo!
Yeah. Wow.
5, 4, 3. Oh, I got it. 1. I don't listen to that much music. I mean, I know kids that play piano or whatever, but you guys rock.
Well, I knew I personally rocked, but I never suspected that we rocked as a unit. So thank you, Knives.
I mean, you guys are gonna be huge.
Well, we're already pretty big, but yeah, I guess it'd be cool if cool people started wearing our t-shirt or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, do you have anything by the Clash at Demon Head?
Have you tried the section marked The Clash at Demon Head?
Thank you, Julie.
Are you coming to my party Friday, or will you be busy babysitting?
Thank you, Julie. You don't want to listen to her. And you definitely don't want to listen to them.
Oh, I heard them so much.
Yeah, I hearted them too until they signed to a major label and the lead singer turned into a total bitch and ruined my life forever, but that's just me.
Amy Adams is so cool. Do you read her blog?
I'm sorry, you were saying about me?
I mean, I've never gone out with anyone so talented.
Go out with a lot of guys?
No.
Yeah, so whatever, man.
I've never even kissed a guy.
Hey. Me neither.
So this is your secret lair?
Yeah.
Can I come in?
My secret lair is one of those no girls allowed type deals.
Oh, okay.
But do you want to see the house where I grew up?
Sure.
Come on. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, God. So alone.
You're not alone. What?
You're just having some idiotic dream.
Does that mean we can make out?
Oh, God.
What is it, Scott?
I had this totally weird dream.
Oh, God.
What is it, other Scott?
Can we skip the dream time? Color me not interested.
But there was this girl.
Girl?
Was this an envy-related dream?
No, we don't use the E-word in this house.
No, it wasn't her. It was somebody new.
Yay for that.
Speaking of new, weren't you supposed to take your fake high school girlfriend to the library a half hour ago?
What? It's like 6 a.m.
Weird.
What's weird?
Libraries remind me of grade school.
That must seem like a really long time ago.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
Do you know that girl?
Scott!
What?
You only played one note for that entire song.
The hand slipped.
Is your girlfriend distracting you?
My girlfriend?
I'll be quieter.
Let's do that one again.
Sorry, what are we doing?
I told you like 50 times.
We're going to this party, retard.
Party?
At Julie's.
I thought you guys split up.
We did, but there might be some label guys there, so you know.
Oh, man, this is gonna suck.
At least it'll give us something to complain about.
Oh, man, this sucks.
Sucks.
I'm gonna go pee due to boredom.
I have to pee.
You know, so I told him, you've got a really good sound, and I think that you should market your sound to deaf people. Because Scott, hey.
Hey, Coma.
How about this party, huh? You getting your drink on over here?
No, I don't drink. This is just Coke Zero.
What do you mean you don't drink? I distinctly remember you being very drunk at a couple of G&Ts.
Hey, Coma, you know everyone, right?
Yeah, pretty much indeed.
You know this one girl with hair like this?
Yes, that's Ramona Flowers. Somebody said she was going to be here tonight, actually.
What?
Oh, Scott, you have the hots for her or something? Like, I got to tell you, though, I hear that she's a little hardcore.
What's up?
Nothing.
Hey, you know Pac-Man?
I know of him.
Well, Pac-Man was originally called Puck-Man. They changed it because... not because Pac-Man looks like a hockey puck. Paku Paku means flap your mouth. And that they were worried people would scratch out the P, turn it into an F, like...
Yeah, that's amazing.
Am I dreaming? I'll leave you alone forever now. Thanks. Dude!
What?
She's totally real.
Who?
Ramona Flowers.
What?
Dude, what do you know about Ramona Flowers?
All I know is that she's American.
American?
And why don't you go talk to Sandra Monique? They know a lot more.
Lady Dukes, what do you know about Ramona Flowers?
I heard she has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm, yes, I know, back in New York.
Yeah. What else?
I heard she kicks all kinds of ass.
She's on another level.
She has men dying at her feet.
She's got some battle scars, dude.
What about Ramona Flowers?
You know her? Tell me now.
She just moved here, got a job at Amazon, comes into my work.
Does she really?
Didn't you say she just broke up with someone?
Did she really?
That huge fight or whatever?
Did they really?
Yes, but I didn't want Scott to know that, Steven.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that girl.
Scott, I forbid you from hitting on Ramona, even if you haven't had a real girlfriend in over a year.
Hey, whoa. Scott's mourning period is officially over. He's totally dating a high schooler.
Dating a high schooler is the mourning period.
Just got a point.
I thought you guys broke up.
I don't want you scaring off the coolest girl at my party, Scott. We all know you're a total lady killer wannabe jerky jerk.
It's completely untrue.
That time with Lisa?
That was a misunderstanding.
That time with Holly?
That wasn't what it looked like.
That time you dumped Kim?
Okay, me and Kim are all good now, all right?
Whatever. Ramona's out of your league. Let's just leave it at that. Besides, I'm not even sure she did have a big breakup. She keeps mentioning some guy named Gideon.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that girl.
Forget it, Scott!
Guess who's drunk?
I guess Wallace.
You guessed right.
So that girl from my dream?
Girl, okay.
I saw her at the library.
Library? You ever tell we're talking about a guy?
And then I'm at this party. And hey, there she is.
Hey, there he is.
I think she's...
I
think she's the girl in my dreams.
Then you should break up with your fake high school girlfriend.
I've never been so sure about something.
Then you should break up with your fake high school girlfriend.
What's that?
I should break up with fake high school girlfriend.
I'm not getting it, friend.
You're thinking of juggling two chicks.
Not even.
Well, you should break up with your fake high school girlfriend.
Wait, who told you?
Wallace, duh.
He's not even conscious.
Whatever. You of all people should know how sucky it is to get cheated on.
Don't you have a job to do?
You're right. I should send out a mass text about this. Bye.
Wallace, how do you do that?
Wallace! Amazon.ca, what's the website for that?
Amazon.ca.
I have to order something really cool.
You've got mail.
Dude, this thing claims I have mail.
It's amazing what we can do with computers these days.
Dude, now I'm reading it.
So happy for you.
Dear Mr. Pilgrim, it has come to my attention that we will be fighting soon. My name is Matthew Patel and blah, 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 blah. Fair warning. Mono y mono, seven evil, blah, blah.
What?
This is boring. Delete.
Scott, are you waiting for the package you just ordered?
Maybe.
It's the weekend. It won't ship until Monday at the earliest.
You were saying?
Attack hug!
Attack hug. Yeah, so cute, so cute.
Remember, you were supposed to meet me at the bus stop a half hour ago.
How can I possibly forget?
Your book club is so boring. I cannot believe the music they put on while we work.
That's sucky.
Ooh, Hannah broke up with Alan, and now she's all into Derek.
Uh-huh.
But then Tamara claims she has dips on Derek.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. That was all... me.
Solo round.
Uh-oh. Mega Ninja.
Mega Ninja.
I can never get past that guy.
Don't beat yourself up about it.
Game over.
Do you want to keep going?
Continue. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
I think
4, 3,
we should die.
2, 1.
Game on, everybody. Game on. I got us a show.
Oh my gosh, when?
Wednesday, the Rocket. And even better, it's the TIBB.
Whoa.
The Toronto International Battle of the Bands?
That's right. This guy at work was like, Steve, you know anybody in a band? And I was like, I'm in a band. And he was like, you're in a band? And I was like, yeah, I am totally in a band.
Great story, man.
Is there a prize or something?
Only a record deal with G-Man Graves.
Who's that?
You don't know?
Indie producer of the millennium.
Oh.
If we win, it won't just be Knives wearing Sex Bomb shirts. It'll be the cool kids, too.
I promise I will do everything I can to get out of a study group and come.
I have to pee.
Oh my gosh, who are you battling?
Crash and the Boys.
That one band with Crash and those boys?
Yeah, that's the one. I hate them.
Oh my gosh, I hate them.
Hey!
Scott Pilgrim?
Hi, I was thinking about asking you out, but then I realized how stupid that would be. So do you want to go out sometime?
No, that's okay. You need to sign for this, all right?
I just woke up and you were in my dream. I dreamt that you were delivering me this package. Is that weird?
It's not weird at all.
It's not?
No, it's just you have this really convenient subspace highway running through your head that I like to use. It's like 3 miles and 15 seconds.
Right, right.
I forgot you guys don't have that in Canada.
You don't remember me, do you? We met at the party the other day.
Were you the Pac-Man guy?
No, not even. That was some total ass. I was the other guy.
You know, you need to sign for this, whatever this is.
But if I sign for it, you'll leave.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay, well, maybe... Do you want to hang out sometime? Get to know each other? You're the new kid on the block, right? I've lived here forever, so... There are reasons for you to hang out with me.
You want me to hang out with you?
Yeah, if that's cool.
If I say yes, will you sign for your damn package?
So, yeah, 8 o'clock? Why are you just standing there?
Dude, I'm totally waiting on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed you were too cool to be here on time.
Oh, you assumed wrong.
So how'd you end up in Toronto?
Just needed to escape, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Got this job here, and Gideon had always said Toronto was one of the great cities, so...
Is Gideon your boyfriend?
He's... a friend.
Was he your boyfriend?
Do you mind if I don't get into that right now?
Oh, it's so not interesting to me.
So what about you? What do you do?
Oh, I'm in between jobs at the moment.
Between what and what?
Well, my last job was a long story filled with sighs.
I know plenty of those.
Is that why you left New York?
Pretty much. Just time to head somewhere a little more chilled.
Well, it's certainly chilled here.
Yeah.
It's chilled as in cold.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Isn't it like April?
No. I can barely see you. This whole thing is an unmitigated disaster.
I think act of God is a pretty decent excuse for a lousy date.
So this is a date, eh?
Did I say date? Slip the tongue.
Tongue.
Anyway, night's not over yet. I think there's a thingy over here somewhere.
A thingy?
A door. Come on. What kind of tea do you want?
There's more than one kind?
We have blueberry, raspberry, ginseng, sleepy time, green tea with lemon, green tea with lemon and honey, liver disaster, ginger with honey, ginger without honey, vanilla almond, white truffle, blueberry chamomile, vanilla walnut, constant comment, and Earl Grey.
Did you make some of those up?
I think I'll have sleepy time.
That sounds good to me.
Let me get you a blanket.
That would actually be awesome.
Dude, I'm changing.
Ah, sorry. I'm just cold.
Here, does that help?
Yeah, that's very warm. What is that? Okay. Were you just gonna bring the blanket from your bed?
Yes.
Maybe we should both get under it since we're so cold.
What about our tea?
I can not have tea.
I changed my mind.
Changed it to what? From what?
I don't want to have sex with a pilgrim. Not right now.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I'm going to send you home in a snowstorm or anything. You can sleep in my bed. And I reserve the right to change my mind about the sex later.
Well, this is nice. Just this. It's been like a really long time, so I think I needed this. Whatever it is, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, so can this not be a one-night stand? For one thing, I didn't even get any. That was a joke.
What did you have in mind?
Oh, come to the first round of this Battle of the Bands thing.
You have a band?
Yeah, we're terrible. Please come?
Sure.
Oh, wait! Can I get your number?
Wow, girl number.
See you at the show, Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, hey, it's tonight! At the Hey! You totally came!
Yes, I did totally come.
Please excuse my brother. He is chronically enfeebled. I'm Stacy.
Hey.
This is Wallace, his roommate.
Hey.
This is my boyfriend, Jimmy.
Hey.
Oh, and this is Knives. Hey!
Hey!
So, do you like?
Well, I, have to go.
Okay, this next band is from Brampton, and they are Crash and the Boys.
God, it's a nightmare. Is this a nightmare? Wake up.
Once we're on stage, you'll be fine.
We were just on stage for sound check, and the sound guy hated us.
It's just nerves. Pre-show jitters. People love us, right?
Oh, man, this is bad. This is so, so bad.
Hey, Jimmy. Do they rock or suck?
They have not started playing yet.
That was a test, Jimmy.
1, 2.
You passed. Okay.
Good evening. My name is Crash. These are the boys.
Is that girl a boy, too?
Yes.
They have a girl drummer.
This song is called I Am So Sad. I Am So Very, Very Sad. Goes a little something like this. Thank you.
Not a race, guys!
Alright, this next song goes out to the guy who keeps yelling from the balcony. It's called We Hate You, Please Die.
Sweet! Love this one.
He's a friend. It's hard for me to keep track sometimes because he has so many friends. Knives? How did you meet Scott?
Well.
Oh, no. This is a nightmare.
We need to play now and loud.
Okay.
So, I was on the bus with my mom.
Is that seriously the end of the story?
Oh my gosh!
Okay.
They're on!
This next band is from Toronto. And, yeah. Give it up for Sex Bob Omb.
Scott, you ready? Okay. Kim, are you...
Truck.
out your junk. Damn, precious.
Mr. Pilgrim! It is I, Matthew Patel. Consider our fight begun.
What did I do? What do I do?
That one guy.
Well, well, well. You're quite the opponent, Pilgrim.
Who the hell are you, anyway?
My name is Matthew Patel, and I'm Ramona's first evil ex-boyfriend.
For what? Anyone need another drink? We're fighting over Ramona?
Didn't you get my email explaining the situation?
I skimmed it.
Mm-mm.
You will pay for your insolence!
Hey, what's up with his outfit?
Yeah, is he a pirate?
Are you a pirate?
Pirates are in this year?
Really went out with this guy?
Yeah. In the seventh grade.
And?
It was football season, and for some reason, all the little jocks wanted me. Matthew was the only non-white, non-jock boy in town. So the two of us joined forces, and we took them all down. We brawled and scrapped and fought for hours. Nothing could beat Matthew's mystical powers. We only kissed once. After a week and a half. Told him to hit the showers.
Dude, wait. Mystical powers?
You'll pay for this! Full hours! If you want to fight me...
What?
Ha, you're not the brightest. You won't know what hit you in the slightest.
This guy's good.
Me and my fireballs. My demon hipster chicks.
Tell me.
I'm talking the dog, cause I know I'm so lick.
S-L-I-C.
Fireballs, take the sucker down. Let us show him what we're all about.
That doesn't even rhyme.
This is impossible. How can this be?
Open your eyes. Maybe you'll see.
K.O.
Sweet. Coins.
Well, it's nice meeting you. Tell your gay friends I said bye.
Gay friend?
Wallace, again?
Oh, my God.
A man, 240? It's not even enough for the bus home.
I'll lend you the 35 cents.
Yeah, so Sex Bob Arm wins.
Sex Bob Arm won?
So, what was all that all about?
I guess if we're gonna date, you may have to defeat my seven evil exes.
You have seven evil ex-boyfriends?
Seven evil exes, yes.
And I have to fight?
Defeat.
Defeat your seven evil exes if we're going to continue to date?
Pretty much.
So what you're saying right now is we are dating?
I guess.
Does that mean we can make out?
Sure.
Cool.
Someone's happy.
Well, someone got to second base last night, and someone has a second date tonight.
Someone's lucky then.
You know when I say someone, I mean me, right? I got to second base last night. Maybe first and a half. So, I invited Ramona over for dinner tonight, so you can't be here. I don't want you ganging up the place.
Okay, Scott. But in return, I have to issue an ultimatum.
One of your famous ultimatums?
It may live in infamy. You have to break up with Knives. That poor angel. Today.
But it's hard.
If you don't, I'm going to tell Ramona about Knives. I swear to God, Scott.
What?
Hey, morning.
Hey, Jimmy.
Double standard!
I didn't make up the gay rule book. You got a problem with it? Stop. Pick it up with Liberace's ghost.
You're a monster. Now,
give me the bacon and go do your dirt while I watch the Lucas Lee marathon.
Who's Lucas Lee?
Oh. He was this pretty good skater. No, he's this pretty good actor. He's filming a Winifred Haley movie in Toronto right now.
They make movies in Toronto?
Yes. I'm stalking him later.
So this Lucas Lee?
Lucas Lee is not important to you right now. Get out.
You suck.
Out.
Surprising no one.
Out.
Now you listen close and you listen hard, bucko. The next click you hear is me hanging up. The one after that is me pulling the trigger.
Oh, hey, Knives. Hey, do you want to, like, talk or whatever?
Are you wearing a tan jacket, like a spring jacket and a hoodie? And a dorky hat?
It's not dorky. Why are you psychic?
Hey!
Hey.
Oh my God. I can't believe T-Cat's coming to town. Will you take me to the show?
Yeah. Listen,
Oh, hey. I wanted to invite you over for dinner.
Like Chinese food?
To meet my parents. It's my birthday dinner.
I think that's a really bad idea.
No, it's okay. Why?
I'm too old for you.
No, you're not. My dad's 9 years older than my mom.
Are you even allowed to date outside your race or whatever?
I don't care. I'm in love.
Listen. I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. It's not gonna work out.
Oh.
Where's Knives? Not coming in tonight?
No, we broke up. Hey, check it out. I learned the bass line from Final Fantasy II.
Scott, you are the salt of the earth.
Oh, thanks.
I meant scum of the earth.
Thanks.
You broke up with Knives?
Yeah, but don't worry. Maybe soon you'll meet my new girlfriend.
New.
Okay, from here on out, no girlfriends or girlfriend talk at practice. Whether they're old, new, or new. We were lucky to survive the last round. It's sudden death now, okay?
Okay.
That's for me.
Hey, you're here.
Yes, like you said.
You know your hair?
I know of it.
It's all blue.
I change my hair every week and a half to get used to it. So, how do you guys all know each other?
High school, I guess. What Neil said. I'm Neil.
Believe it or not, I actually dated Scott in high school.
Oh, got any embarrassing stories?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Okay, bye. See you guys tomorrow.
Oh, what about rehearsal?
Neil knows my parts.
I'm Neil. You doing okay there?
Yeah, good. You changed her hair.
So it looks nice, Blue.
Yeah, I know, but she did it without even making a big deal of it or anything. She's fickle, impulsive, spontaneous. God, what am I gonna do?
Can't believe you're worried about me getting up the place.
So, how's dinner coming along?
Yeah, good.
Okay, well, I'm gonna leave you lovebirds to it. I am heading up to Casa Loma to stock my hetero crush.
Don't go.
Will you man the hell up? You can get the second and a half base tonight.
You think so?
Well, if you strike out in the next hour, come find me at the castle.
If I strike out?
Okay, win. See you in 60.
It's actually a really good garlic bread.
Garlic bread is my favorite food. I could honestly eat it for every meal. Or just eat it all the time without even stopping.
You get fat.
No, why would I get fat?
Bread makes you fat.
Bread makes you fat? I wrote a song about you.
You did?
Yeah, it goes like this.
Can't wait to hear it when it's finished.
Finished?
Your hair's pretty shaggy.
Oh, God, I need a haircut, don't I?
What?
No, sorry, I got a bad haircut right before me and my big ex broke up, but that was so long ago now I can barely remember.
Scott is acutely aware that his last salon haircut took place exactly 431 days ago, 3 hours before his big breakup. He's been cutting his own hair ever since.
So long ago.
Sounds like a bad time.
Bad time? Huh, not really.
It was.
It was a mutual thing?
It wasn't.
I mean, she told me it was mutual.
She dumped him. It was brutal.
What was her name?
She was Nat when I knew her, but she stopped liking that name. And she stopped liking me.
Your hair's cute. I like it long.
But it'd be cuter short, wouldn't it?
What?
What?
Why are you wearing that hat?
I thought we could go for a walk.
Tell me we didn't come out here in the cold so you could cover your hair with that hat.
No. I just love me some walking, you know. Just putting one leg in front of the other like this. Walking.
You seem a little heightened.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just sort of feel like I'm on drugs when I'm with you. Not that I do drugs, unless you do drugs, in which case I do drugs all the time. Every drug. Yeah, I don't know. Just when I'm with you, things sort of seem a little brighter.
What is this place?
It's a totally awesome castle. They're shooting this movie here right now.
Okay, everybody, let's do this. Lots to do, everyone.
Lots to do.
Did you find the guy you're stalking?
I think I'm about to right now.
Mr. Lee is traveling.
Mr. Lee?
Lucas Lee.
Oh.
Oh?
And roll south.
I want to have his adopted babies.
All right, on your marks, everyone.
Oh, man, we gotta go.
What? Why?
I used to date that clown.
And
action.
Oh, my God.
Hey. The only thing keeping me and her apart are the 2 minutes it's going to take to kick your ass.
You dated a famous guy?
In ninth grade, we had drama. Actually, it might have been math. I just remember there being a lot of drama.
Hey!
It was a snot-nosed little brat. He just followed me around.
He had snot in his nose? But he's famous.
Hey, I'm talking to you, Scott Pilgrim.
He's famous and he talked to me.
The only thing keeping me and her apart is the 2 minutes it's going to take to kick your ass.
Can I have your autograph, please?
What's up? How's life? He seems nice.
And that's a cop.
Scott! Evil X! Fight.
Let's get ready to go again.
Hey, I'm Brad. You really think you stand a chance against an A-lister, bro? Some competition you are.
Hey! I'm not done with
you. Oh! Looks like you're seeing double. He's good, right? Sometimes I let him do the wide shots. When I feel like getting blazed back in my Winnie. What can I say? I'm nothing without my stunt team.
Hey, ask him how it feels to always get his sloppy seconds.
How does it...
Hey, I'm gonna get a coffee.
You homies want anything?
No, I just need anything.
No, take it.
That's actually hilarious. Hilarious.
Mr. Lee! You're needed back on set.
Feel the wrath of the League of Evil Exes.
League of Evil Exes?
You really don't know about the League?
The
7 evil exes coming to kill you, controlling the future of Ramona's love life?
No.
Oh, well, hey, listen, man, don't worry about it.
Really?
Yeah, let's go get a beer.
That's great. Boom!
Boom!
You are a pretty good actor.
I'm going for the Oscar this year.
But are you a pretty good skater?
A more than pretty good essay. I have my own skate company.
Can you do a thingy on that rail?
It's called a grind, bro.
So can you do a grindy thingy now?
Are you serious?
There are like 200 steps and the rails are garbage.
Well, hey, if it's too hardcore...
You really think you can goad me into doing a trick like that?
There are girls watching.
Somebody get me my board.
Hi. Big fan.
Why wouldn't you be?
Wow. 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 Yes. He totally bailed.
Ah, I didn't get his autograph.
No.
And that's a wrap, everybody.
Hey, where's Ramona? Is she still here?
Nope. She totally bailed.
What's the deal? Seriously.
Hey, it's me again. Scott. Give me a call when you get this. Scott Pilgrim.
What's the deal? Seriously.
Yep, you said that last night.
You know what really sucks, though?
What?
Everything.
Oh, come on, guy. You can't say you didn't see this coming.
What?
What did you think these were?
Kisses? Seven little kisses?
Seven deadly X's.
Oh, why does everything have to be so complicated?
If you want something bad, you have to fight for it. Step up your game, Scott. Break out the L word.
Lesbian?
The other L word.
Lesbians?
It's love, Scott. I wasn't trying to trick you. Hey, buddy, look. If she really is the girl of your dreams, then you have to let her know. You have to overcome any and all obstacles that lie in your path. You can do it. Be with her. It's your destiny. Plus, I need you to move out.
What?
Yeah, I'm kind of banking on her calling you back so I don't have to evict you and feel all guilty and shit. I'm feeling that's for you, guy.
Hey.
Hey, Scott.
Envy?
Oh, shit.
Been a while.
Yeah.
A year, I think.
Approximately.
How are you?
I'm not doing so good right now.
Oh, that's too bad. Still breaking hearts?
What? No, it's been different. You have no idea.
Probably not. Do you have a girlfriend? Should I be jealous?
Yes, you should. I have this totally awesome girlfriend who calls me all the time. She's America. She's American.
What's her name?
I'm not telling you that. Ramona.
Oh.
What, do you know her?
What? No.
It sounded like you did.
I gotta go. It's been nice chatting with you.
Wait.
Okay. Everything does suck.
Or does it?
Nilo? Oh, hey, Knives. What's that? You're outside?
I just got here.
You know what? He just left.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. Seven deadly
X's. You may have to defeat my seven evil X's.
Sudden death now, okay?
Battle scars, dude.
Can't say you didn't see this coming.
Dude. Please. I'm really not in the mood for this. Okay, enough!
You punched me in the boob! Prepare to die, obviously.
Look, I've had it today. Can we not do this right now?
Oh, I'd love to postpone, darling, but I just cashed my last rain check.
What's that from?
My brain!
Well, I'm really, really not up for this, whatever it is.
Okay, little chicken. I'll see you later. But you won't see me. Because next time, I'll be deadly serious next time.
What?
Never mind!
Man, someone help me.
Hello?
It's Scott.
What did he do this time?
No, it's Scott. It's actually me.
What did you do this time?
I didn't do anything. It's everyone else that's crazy. Look, I'm having a meltdown or whatever. Are you still working?
I'm literally about to leave.
Cool, I'm coming in. I think I'll make it a decaf today.
Scott Pilgrim!
What did you do with my sister?
So, what can I get you?
Is there anywhere you don't work?
They're called jobs. Something a ball like you wouldn't know anything about. And by the way, I can't believe you asked Ramona out after I specifically told you not to do that.
How are you doing that with your mouth?
Never mind how I'm doing it. What do you have to say for yourself?
Can I get a caramel macchiato?
You know what? Maybe it's high time you took a look in the mirror before you wreak havoc on another girl.
Me? Wreak havoc?
And speaking of which, I hear the girl that kicked your heart in the ass is walking the streets of Toronto again.
So I can just get my coffee over here?
Sorry, that got a little crazy last night.
Yeah, you kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I do that. Listen, I know I can be hard to be around sometimes. I totally understand if you don't want to hang out anymore.
No, I want to hang. It's, you know, the whole evil ex-boyfriend thing.
Exes.
It's no biggie. And, you know, I know it's early, but I don't think anything can get in the way of how I...
Shit!
It's my ex.
The big one?
Mm-hmm.
Envy. Excuse me.
Your hair's getting shaggy.
Yeah?
So, that's Ramona.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm jealous.
You're jealous?
I'm allowed.
You left me for that cocky pretty boy.
You haven't even seen him.
I know, you left me for someone I've never even seen.
Maybe you will see him. We're playing Lee's Palace. You should so totally come.
That's so not going to happen.
Great. You're so on the list.
Caramel macchiato. Pilgrim.
So that was Envy.
Uh-huh.
What happened with the two of you?
Do you mind if we don't get into it right now? She wanted to move to Montreal because she missed her best friend, this guy Todd. And
2 weeks later, they were sleeping together, I guess.
Basically.
Dated her Todd once. Didn't end well either.
I can see how it sucks, having the past come back to haunt you.
Is it wrong that I try not to think about it?
What do you want to think about?
How warm my place is right now.
Oh.
And you didn't bang her? Are you gay?
I couldn't stop thinking about my stupid ex-girlfriend.
Is that the Uma Thurman movie?
Scott, just because Envy's back in town doesn't make it not over.
Double negative. It's tricky.
It's over. Move on.
Word.
Right. I'm not gonna let her toy with me. From this moment on, I will think of Envy Adams no more!
I have distressing news.
Is the news that we suck? Because I really don't think I can take it.
No. Clash of Demonhead are doing a secret show tomorrow night, and Envy asked us to open for them.
I hate you.
A gig is a gig is a gig is a gig. Maybe you can put your history aside until we get through this thing, you know, for the band. For the band. For the band.
Can't we do our...
For the band!
Can't we do our own secret shows?
All our shows are secret shows.
We're doing it. G-Man might be there. We play the next round of the battle on Tuesday. We gotta get some buzz going. We need groundswell. We need stalkers.
What would you do if your ex was in a band and they wanted you to open for them?
If my ex was in the band? Might be a little awkward, but maybe it's the grown-up thing to do.
Yeah. We're all adults here, right?
Oh, my God! He's dating a badass hipster chick. I hate her stupid gut. He only likes her because she's old. She's probably, like, 25! Oh, she's just a badass white girl, you know?
I think you mentioned she was fat.
She's got a head start. I mean, I didn't even know there was good music until, like, 2 months ago.
Hey, this really burns. You should have rinsed.
When I got this idea, I just thought, I have to do it!
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Oh, God, did I look so...
good?
Ramona Flowers stole my Scott.
But I know how to get him back.
How?
Thank you. We were Sex Bomb.
Yeah!
We have some merch at the back, so... Okay.
Bar? Now?
Level with me? Did we suck?
I don't know. Did you?
She has to go. She knows we suck.
Hey, Ramona.
Hey.
Hey, Scott.
What the hell?
Look who Knives is hanging out with.
Who is that girl again?
Scott dated her.
Briefly. How old is she?
I gotta pee on her. I gotta pee. Pee time.
And then, it was time for Toronto to drown in the sweet sorrow of the crash at Dreamhead!
That guy on base?
Oh, yeah.
That's Todd.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Again, friend of a friend, I knew you were. Our common goal was waiting for the world to end. Now that the truth is just the rule that you command, you crack the whip, shape shift and trick the past again. Send you my love.
That was devastating.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah. You should see him live, and much better live.
I think I'm gonna throw up.
Ugh. I can't even believe I'm saying this, but Envy Adams would like you all to come backstage.
All of us?
Did I stutter?
Wait, how do you know Envy?
Scott dated.
Hey, Ramona.
Hey, Todd.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should get out of here.
So, how was the tour? You guys played with the Pixies? You're like a superstar now.
Yeah, it's not really something I can put into words.
Envy. I read your blog.
So, Scott and Ramona, eh?
What of it?
You guys make a cute couple, you know? Suit each other.
You're my role model, Envy.
Ramona, I like your outfit. Affordable.
Envy, I was just gonna say, did you get those jeans in New York?
I'm talking to Ramona right now.
Ramona lived in New York?
Oh, did she? I was just there. Played the Chaos Theater for Gideon. You know him, right?
I've kissed the lips that kissed you!
Nice!
What? I'm not afraid to hit a girl. I'm a rock star.
Oh my god.
You punched the highlights out of her hair.
He punched the highlights out of her hair!
You are incorrigible.
I don't know the meaning of the word.
So, you guys doing anything fun while you're in town?
Fun. In Toronto.
That's it! You cocky cock! You'll pay for your crimes against humanity! My neck. Your hair.
Didn't you know? Todd's vegan.
Vegan.
It's not really that big of a deal.
No kidding. Anyone can be vegan.
Ovo-lacto-vegetarian, maybe.
Ovo what?
I partake not in the meat, nor the breast milk, nor the ovum of any creature with a face.
Short answer, being vegan just makes you better than most people.
Bingo.
Hey, man, question? I always wondered, how does not eating dairy products give you psychic powers?
Okay. You know how you only use 10% of your brain? That's because the other 90% is filled with curds and whey.
Did you learn that at Vegan Academy?
Go ahead and get snippy, baby. If you knew the science, maybe I'd listen to a word you're saying.
If I peed my pants, would you pretend I just got wet from the rain?
It's not raining.
Oh. Then why don't you give me the cliff notes on how and why you ended up dating this a-hole?
Is that really important right now?
Well, if there's a key element in his backstory that's going to help me out in a critical moment of not dying, yes.
I was only dating Lucas until the minute Todd walked by. Guess that's not very nice, but I used to be kind of like that. We hated everyone. We wrecked stuff. Nobody cared. He punched a hole in the moon for me. It was pretty crazy. A week and a half later, he told me his dad was sending him to Vegan Academy, so I dumped him.
Have you dumped everyone you've ever been with? You've never been the dumpy?
Look, I've dabbled in being a bitch. It's part of the reason I moved here. I was really hoping to just leave it all behind me.
Hey, lovebirds. We have unfinished business, I and he.
He and me.
Don't you talk to me about grammar.
I dislike you, capiche?
Tell it to the cleaning lady on Monday.
What?
Because you'll be dust by Monday. Because you'll be pulverized in 2 seconds. And the cleaning lady, she cleans up. Dust. She dusts.
So what's on Monday?
Because it's Friday now. She's the weekend's off, so Monday. Right?
Basically, you can't win this fight, so you're going to have to give up on this girl because Todd's going to kill you.
You used to be so nice!
Scott, we're going to go to Pizza Pizza for a slice. Call us when you're done.
Oh, he'll be done. Real soon.
Sounds like someone wants to get funky.
Say we drink to my memory. Fair trade blend with soy milk?
Ha! I'm sorry, but that's pathetic.
Dude, I can see in your mind's eye that you put half and half into one of those coffees in an attempt to make me break vegan edge. I'll take the one with soy. Thanks, Tool.
Actually, muchacho, I poured the soy in this cup, but I thought real hard about pouring it in that cup. You know, in my mind's eye or whatever.
What are you talking about?
You just drank half and half, baby.
Freeze! Vegan police! Vegan police!
Todd Ingram, you're under arrest for veganity violation. Code number 827. Imbibe and a half and half.
It's bull roar!
No vegan diet, no vegan powers!
But it's only my first offense, so don't I get 3 strikes? I mean,
take it. At 12:27 a.m. on February 1st, you knowingly ingested gelato.
Gelato isn't vegan.
It's milk and eggs, bitch. On April 4th, 7:30 p.m., you partook a plate of chicken parmesan.
Chicken isn't vegan?
The de-vegan eggs are ready. Hit him!
You once were a Vegon, but now you will be gone.
Vegon?
Sorry, I guess.
Sorry. You just headbutted my boyfriend so hard he burst.
You kicked my heart in the ass, so I guess we're even. Natalie?
Natalie? No one calls me that anymore.
Maybe they should. Let's get out of here.
For the record, I am so pissed off for you right now.
Shut the fuck up, Julie.
Okay.
Still go to the after party, right?
I'm not sure there's going to be much of a party. I think a third of the band just went poom.
Yeah, cool bands never go to their own after parties. Just the desperate people trying to rub elbows with the label guys.
Then why would we?
Neil, you down? Scott, you're in, right?
You want to go?
Well, kind of almost died back there.
I'm not saying I want to go.
Hey, we can totally go.
I'll do whatever you want to do.
So let's go.
We really don't have to go to this thing. It'll probably be a bad scene all around.
No, I'm fine.
It's just.
Well, have you ever dated someone that wasn't a total ass?
Well, so far you're not a total ass.
But I'm part ass?
If it makes you feel any better, you're the nicest guy I've dated.
Wait, is that good?
It's what I need right now.
But not later?
Scott, I don't have all the answers, okay? I just like to try and live in the moment if I can.
I just like to live.
Look, I know Todd was bad news, but are you saying Envy wasn't? They'll have baggage.
No, my baggage doesn't try and kill me every 5 minutes. What did you do to make your ex-boyfriend so insane?
Exes.
Whatever.
No breakup is painless. Somebody always gets hurt. What about you and that girl Knives? Who broke up with who?
I believe I broke up with her.
And was she cool with that?
Knives is with young Neil now. She's totally cool with it.
You sure about that?
Yeah, she's very mature for her age. We had a very healthy breakup. We're all peaches and gravy.
What about you and Kim?
Me and Kim? I can barely remember. It was high school. She had freckles.
That's it?
Yeah, it kind of ended. We changed.
That's really the whole story.
Okay, fine. I had to fight a guy to be with her, okay? I fought a crazy 80-foot-tall, purple-suited dude, and I had to fight 96 guys to get to him. He was flying and shooting lightning bolts from his eyes, okay? And I kicked him so hard that he saw the curvature of the earth. Does that make you feel any better?
Well, now you are being a total ass. Welcome to the club.
I'm sorry. I'm not usually like this.
Hey, don't worry. I don't even know what I'm like anymore.
This ex-boyfriend's thing is messing with my head.
Exes.
Why do you keep saying
girl from earlier?
Roxy?
You know this girl?
Oh, boy.
Does she know me?
What is she talking about?
He really doesn't know.
He really doesn't. Wait.
It was just a phase.
Just a phase?
You had a sexy phase?
It meant nothing. I didn't think it would count. It meant nothing?
I was just a little bi curious.
Well, honey, I'm a little bi furious!
Do that again, and I will end you.
Back off, has-been! If Gideon can't have you, no one can. The lead has spoken!
Well, then Gideon best get his pretentious ass up here, because I'm about to kick yours out of the Great White North.
Wallace?
Uh-huh.
This is happening, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kick her in the balls!
Thank you.
1,000 pieces, you slut!
I'd rather be dead than go back. He's a creep, you're a bitch, and you all deserve each other.
Give it a rest, Ramona. This is a league game.
Meaning?
Meaning your precious Scott must defeat me with his own fists.
I don't think I can hit a girl.
They're soft. You don't have a choice.
Every pilgrim reaches the end of his journey. Some sooner than others. Your BF's about to get F'd in the B!
The weak one's the back of her knees.
Wait, how does that work?
Whenever we were making out, I would just...
Okay, enough!
You'll never... be able to do this!
So, 2 gin and tonics, please.
I thought you didn't drink.
Only on special occasions. Why did you want one?
Guess we really don't know that much about each other, do we?
Maybe you could just give me a list of all your exes so that I can at least know who's gonna beat my ass into the ground next.
Oh, like a handy little laminate or something? Let me see if I have one. Oh, maybe we could exchange our information.
Hey, just out of sheer curiosity and concern for my mortal well-being, is there anyone at this party that you haven't slept with?
I think we should split.
As in get out of here or as in split?
I'd hope you could figure that out. Or did you miss the part where I saved your ass?
How could I? I feel like we just washed our sexy laundry in public.
Dirty laundry, you're drunk.
Had like one drink.
I'm sorry I cared. You know, I don't enjoy all this, Scott. In fact, I'm sick of it. I thought you might be more understanding. Just another evil ex waiting to happen.
It's harsh.
That was not good.
That was weird.
P.S. Here's your stupid list.
Matthew Battelle, I could sleep telling you I'm Roxy Richter.
Who the hell are the Katianagi twins?
Oh. You don't know?
The Katianagi twins just happen to be the next band in the battle. And they are... totally badass.
Ramona dated twins.
Apparently.
At the same time.
You know what? I don't know and I don't want to know.
Good. Because you know how I feel about girls blocking the rock.
Good, I play better when I'm in a bad mood.
If it's going to be an issue, though, young Neil can fill in for you.
It's not an issue. You know bands, I know battles. We got it covered.
Well, we'd understand if you didn't want to take part.
Not only do I want to take part, I want to take them apart.
Okay, I'm getting tingles.
Wow.
Okay, we're doomed.
Oh.
That poster needs more exclamation marks.
Oh, man, we're going to get killed.
Come on, we're going on in 5 minutes.
Look, aren't the Catty and Aggies going on first?
I think you're both on first.
Wait, Amp versus Amp? We're going on stage at the same time?
That's impossible.
Okay, my bad.
Your bad is saying my bad.
We shouldn't even be here. We shouldn't even be here.
Come on, man. I put my problems aside for the music. If I can do that, we can do anything.
Did you speak to Ramona then?
What? No. I haven't seen her since the other night.
Oh. She's totally here. Scott, not that I care. You should go talk to her before she's gone.
Thanks, Kim.
And I really don't care.
I only do it because I love you. You know that.
Okay, gang, can we do this? I mean, we can do this, right?
Right.
Scott?
Scott!
Gideon Graves. We're done.
Gideon's here? Where?
That geeky guy next to your girlfriend.
That's Gideon? Gideon is G-Man?
All right. Let's do this. Getting a life.
Grace came to see your show.
I have to... I need to tell you something.
Yeah, I have something I have to tell you, too.
Great, listen, I know you play mysterious and aloof just to avoid getting hurt. And I know you have reasons for not wanting to talk about your past. And I want you to know I don't care about any of that stuff. Because I'm in lesbians with you.
What?
I really, really mean it.
Oh, okay.
It's your turn. What did you want to tell me?
That we have to break up.
What?
It's Gideon. I just can't. I can't help myself around him.
That's the bad news.
Hey.
The good news is that I'm officially loving the sex bombs.
Hot bomb.
Three-piece rock outfit with a smoking hot redhead on drums. Music to my ear holes. You know what? I'm not even going to wait to see how you guys do in the final. I'm signing you right now for a 3-album contract. See? Not such a bad guy after all.
Think we're gonna sell our souls to you? Well, guess again. No, I can't be a part of the band with this douche in charge.
Ow. Scott, you gotta try to keep your emotions in check, man. Don't let what's past ruin your future.
The people need to hear us, Scott. Well, then you're gonna have to find someone else to play bass.
Whoops. Sign, sign, sign. And we are all set. Sweetie, shall we?
Oh, Scott. No, we really should be thanking each other. I mean, if it wasn't for me, Ramona would never have been with you. But if it wasn't for you, she wouldn't have gotten back with me. So I guess it all shakes out, huh? Oh, Scotty, buddy.
Between you and I, the whole League of Evil Exes thing, I was in a really dark place when I put that together. So, forgive him.
All right, let's go!
We are on our way. I said lesbians.
Ramona. Ramona. Oh, my mind. Ramona.
Was she really the one?
The what?
I mean, did you really see a future with this girl?
Like, with jetpacks?
Time heals all wounds, little brother. Maybe next time we don't date the girl with 11 evil ex-boyfriends.
7.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Hey. Yeah, I know. Oh, it's so pathetic.
Turn off the light!
Presumably, you just saw some guy's junk. And I apologize for that.
Okay.
And he apologizes too.
Sorry.
Scott, you know I love you. But I'm gonna need my own bed tonight. It's for sex. Right.
May need it for the rest of the week, too.
Right.
And the year.
I get it.
Maybe you can move in with Ramona.
She's with Gideon.
Oh, man. It's probably just because he's better than you.
Mm.
Either way, this fight is over. For you, big guy.
Hello?
Hey, pal. I just want to say I feel terrible about earlier. I don't want any hard feelings, so I figured why not be the bigger man and just give you a call.
Is Ramona with you?
I don't know. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Jeez, buddy, it's gonna be all right.
No, I just spilled hot cocoa on my crotch.
Listen, as you know, I'm opening a new Chaos Theater in Toronto. And the Sex Pops are playing our grand opening tonight, and it would feel really weird for all of us if you weren't there. They just did a sound check, and the acoustics in here are amazing!
Yeah, maybe I'll see you there.
I hope so, amigo. I don't want any more bad blood between exes. What do you say? Okay, laters.
What a perfect asshole. Forget what I said earlier. Finish him.
Password.
Whatever.
Cool. Second password. Cool. I don't know, man. The first album is much better than the first album.
Let it go. Don't give him the satisfaction.
What if I want the satisfaction?
Scott Pilgrim!
Buddy, welcome to the Chaos Theater. Somebody get this man a drink, Coke Zero, right? I'm not here to drink.
Whoa. Well, I've got no beef with you.
Well, what if I have a beef with you?
Are you still mad about the whole thing with the guild?
You mean the league?
The guild, league, whatever. It's ancient history.
I'll show you how ancient of history it is.
Wait. There's no use crying over spilled coke, buddy. The lady made her choice, and we're all just gonna have to move on.
Well, I ain't moving, buddy.
You want to fight me for her?
Was that not clear? Was that not clear?
I don't know. Now, why on earth would you want to do that?
Because I'm in love with her.
Scott earned the power of love.
I think this deserves a song.
Kimberly!
We are a sex bomb. We are here to make money and sell out and stuff.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Sucks, by the way.
Well, if my cathedral of cutting-edge taste holds no interest for your tragically Canadian sensibilities, then I shall be forced to grant you a swift exit from the premises. And a fast entrance into hell!
Knives? That's priceless.
You'll pay for what you did to him!
Listen, Kung Pao Chicken. Your old boyfriend brought this all on himself. He was warned plenty of times, but did he listen? No.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her!
What?
You broke the heart that broke mine. Get ready to dance! Yeah!
You're kidding, right?
Wow. I mean, you can't say I don't know how to film the show, right? And that's incredible!
What the hell is your...
You stole him! You stole him!
I don't know what you're talking about!
You liar!
I didn't steal your boyfriend! Please stop all this fighting. Nobody stole anybody. Knives, I dated you and then I dated Ramona, okay? I mean, maybe I forgot to tell Knives right away.
You cheated on me, Scott. You cheated on both of us?
You cheated on me with Knives?
No, I cheated on Knives with you.
Is there a difference?
You weren't wronged. Right?
Game over.
Scotty, you can cheat on these ladies all you like, but you can't cheat death.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Dying's gotta suck.
You know what sucks? Getting killed by that guy. Why him?
It's complicated.
Well, I'm not going anywhere, so... now might be a good time to get into it.
Truth is, it was me who was obsessed. I was crazy about him. But he ignored me. I was more alone when we were together than I ever was on my own. That's why I had to leave. And that's when he started paying attention.
So why go back?
Can't help myself around him, Scott. It's this way of getting into my head.
Well, that's legitimately disappointing. I really will leave you alone forever now.
No, I mean, he literally has a way of getting into my head.
That is evil.
I didn't mean for you to get dragged into this, Scott. I just wanted something simple. I'm sorry it had to end this way.
Well, I really fought for you.
Maybe I'm not the one you should have been fighting for.
What? I feel like I learned something. Which would be great if I wasn't dead. So alone.
You're not alone.
Right. Your hair looks stupid.
Second password.
I mean, it's not. It's just the comic book is better than the movie. Oh, well.
Scott!
Let it go.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Steven, the new lineup rocks. You guys sound way better without me. Young Neil, you have learned well. From this point forward, you will be known as Neil. And Kim? I'm sorry about everything. I'm sorry about me.
Scott Pilgrim!
Hey, buddy!
Save it! You're pretentious. This club sucks. I've got beef. Let's do it.
Wait. You want to fight me? For her?
No. I want to fight you for me.
Scott earned the power of self-respect.
Kim! How's it going back there?
You dick.
Knives? I know you're in here. Don't attack from
Scott!
Steal my boyfriend. Taste my steel.
No, Scott! This fat ass hurt me and I will have my revenge!
No, Knives, I hurt you. I cheated on you. I cheated on both of you. I'm really sorry. And you're not a fat ass. She didn't mean that. So are we all good?
Never felt better.
Yoo-hoo! Are we done with the hugging and learning?
I thought we had a fight going on here!
Oh, you've got a fight, all right.
Wrong move, baby.
You made me swallow my gum. It's gonna be in my digestive tract for 7 years!
Both be girls.
What? Who do you think you are, Pilgrim? You think you're better than me? Well, I'll tell you what you are. A pain in my ass. You know how long it took to get all the Evil X's contact information so I could form this stupid league? Like 2 hours! 2 hours! Oh. You're not cool enough, Ramona. You're zero. You're nothing. Me? I'm a tip. I'm what's happening. I'm blowing up right now.
You are blowing up.
Right now. Cable!
Goes our deal.
Still getting paid, right?
There goes our deal.
Oh. Oh God.
You two make a good combo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim. You can defeat me, Scott. But can you defeat yourself?
Mega Scott.
Mega Scott.
No. This is something I have to face. Myself.
Solo round.
Yeah, they have this incredible French toast with like bananas on it. You get bacon on the side.
Oh, I'm liking that. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's do it next week.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Be good.
Yeah.
Hey.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. We just shot the shit. He's just a really nice guy. We're gonna get brunch next week. We actually have a lot in common.
Your hair. It's getting really shaggy.
It is?
Yeah. You should probably get it cut.
Yeah, you're right. I should get it cut.
At a salon.
Salon, yeah. That sounds really nice. Hey. You're going?
You should probably disappear.
After all that?
I still need a new life. I came here to escape, but the past keeps catching up. I'm tired of people getting hurt because of me.
pretty sure I'm gonna get over it.
I don't mean just you.
No, I understand.
I should thank you, though.
For what?
For being the nicest guy I ever dated.
It's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad.
Bye and stuff.
Yeah. And stuff. Go get her.
What?
You've been fighting for her all along.
But what about you?
I'll be fine. I'm too cool for you anyway.
Chow knives.
Co.
Hey, mind if I tag along?
You want to come with me?
Yeah. Maybe we could try again.